Essay: There's No Stopping Online Shopping by Samantha Loon. In the lead-up to Christmas, much was made in the news about December's Mondays. Typically on Mondays around this time of year, the UK's online retailers expect a surge of orders for Christmas shoppers. It was calculated that one Monday had an average of £22 million being spent by consumers every hour. £22 million every hour. I think I just heard my wallet cry out in pain. I too feel its pain whenever I make any sort of internet transaction. The physical act of reaching into my bag, pulling out my bank card and typing in my details inevitably causes a pang of regret. Having made so many internet transactions this year, you'd think that I'd now be numb to that feeling of loss. Instead, I've just ended up memorising all the necessary numbers on my bank card. Can I be turning into a shopaholic? I've never considered myself addicted to shopping. In Japan, I allowed myself the occasional perk-me-up online purchase for those times when a bit of retail therapy was needed. One time, I procured myself a very old, very beautiful typewriter. Another time landed me with the most modern and expensive designer toaster I will ever buy. Both purchases brought me much joy and perfectly browned toast. This year's online purchases have consisted mainly of clothes. In Japan, where I was often a men's size S, I never would have thought to buy clothing online. But the online retailers here really know how to turn innocent window shoppers like myself into eager buyers. Some offer free delivery, some free return, and the best ones pay for postage both ways, often with additional discounts thrown in. Oh, I'm just looking, thanks. Does not quite have the same effect online as it would in store. Some people might say nothing beats the personal touch you get from shopping in the real world with real humans. Clearly, people who say this haven't experienced shopping in my world, where it's rare to find service with a personal touch. Drop the T and you'll experience what's more common, service with the personal ouch. It's ouch when you get stepped on and jostled by hordes of weekend shoppers. It's ouch when you get ignored by shop assistants. And it's definitely ouch when you get rude service. When I was visiting Wellington and Sydney, rudeness was definitely not on the cards. I had forgotten how genuinely friendly the shop assistants are. When they ask you how your day's going, they really are interested. I've lost track of the number of times I've walked into a store in Wellington and walked out having made both a purchase and a new friend. But when it comes to shopping anywhere else during the silly season, as this time of year is often known, I think I'll stick to shopping with the friend who's never left my side all year, the one sitting snug in my wallet.